Beloved, Christ is in our midst. As we continue reading from St. Luke's Gospel in these weeks following the elevation of the cross of the Lord, we come today to one of the great miracles of the Lord in the sense that here was someone who was dead. Not only dead, but being carried out to the cemetery to be buried. And Jesus raises this young man to life. And what's striking is the evangelist Luke taking great care to observe every detail of what happens. He could have simply said Jesus met the procession, saw this man was dead, raised him up. The people were in fear. But he begins by saying Jesus saw this dead man and his mother, a widow. And at the time of our Lord in Palestine, a widow would have had to depend upon her son because she couldn't own property, couldn't take care of things for herself. And here not only was her husband gone, but her only son. How would she live? How would she get by? And Jesus saw this procession, this funeral cortege. He saw her, and the evangelist says he had compassion on her. He heard her weeping. He saw her crying out. And he was moved to compassion, to take pity upon her and her plight. And so he goes from seeing to having compassion to speaking. And he says to her, "Do not weep." And then he adds touching. When he goes to the stretcher on which they are burying the dead man, and he touches it so that they will stop. And he can speak to the one who is dead and call him back to life. And again, the gospel could have ended there. But the evangelist Luke goes on to say, beautiful words, Jesus gave him to his mother. He gave the one who was dead and now alive, gave him back to his mother. Now we think on that. Does that ring a bell for us? When he was hanging on the cross, he gave John, the disciple, to his mother and gave his mother to his disciple John, and in him, all of us, given to his mother. That in a way, this is looking forward also at this miracle, to Jesus' own death, his own resurrection. And then, much like Peter, who we heard 2 weeks ago, when they had the miraculous catch of fish, and he fell on his knees and said, "Lord, I'm a sinful man, go away." The people are in fear. The evangelist says they are in fear because of what they have seen. And they cry out, "A great prophet has risen among us. God has visited his people." They understand that this is no ordinary man, for who can raise the dead? Who shows such care, such compassion? Jesus wasn't even asked to do this. He simply saw and heard and had compassion and acted, brought the man back from death and gave him to his mother. And looking at this picture broadly, it is a picture of us also. We find ourselves in the deadness of sin, of our own sins. Our spiritual minds are dulled by the things around us, by the things we see, the things we hear on the television, on the computer, on billboards, on the radio. We are dulled. Our spiritual senses are dulled almost to death. And Jesus comes to us who are dead to raise us up. He sees us in our pain and suffering. He sees us where our souls, our spiritual heart, is so dulled by this world that we may not even recognize him or know how much we need him. But he comes to us all the same. He sees us and he speaks to us. He speaks to our hearts in ways that are far deeper than words, as St. Paul says, through the Holy Spirit that groans in us, that prays in us to give us life, to bring us to the crucified one for salvation. And Jesus touches us. Yes, beloved, he does. Especially here at the Holy Liturgy. Because we come here now to offer up bread and wine, which come from the wheat and the grapes, things God gave us, and things that we worked over to turn into food and drink. And they will become Christ. And we will touch him. We will taste him. We will receive him into the fullness of our beings, our bodies and our souls, filled with his presence, to burn away the passions of gluttony and lust and anger and pride and greed and avarice, to burn away our sins as a coal burns away grass and turns it to smoke and ash, so that he may burn away our sins, that we may become light as he is light, that we may know and understand that we don't have life on our own. Our life comes from God, and we belong to him, which is why he comes to us, to speak to us, to call us again to himself, to touch us, and us touch him, so that we can again be united to him, so that we can again glow with his light within us. So that as we leave these doors today, we can leave with a little more understanding of who God is and who we are. And not simply intellectual understanding, beloved, but in our heart, in ways that we can't even find words to express. To know that God is near us, is with us, is within us in the Holy Eucharist. So that even if only for a day, we can be better people, more Christ-like, more connected to God. That we may also be inspired then, having had this experience of God, to want it again all the more. Not to want to absent ourselves from his presence. Not to desire anything else in this world but him. For he is the love of our life. Everything else is going to pass away. What we do now, the worship of God, this is what is going to endure. For when we die and he comes again, calling us from the tombs, raising us up from the graves, the only life that there will be the life with him, praising him, glorifying him, which the angels and the saints are doing right now and forever. This is what we will do. This is what we experience just a little bit here on earth. So that having had that taste of God, we will want more and more and more. So that dying in this life will not be something to be feared, but something we look forward to, that we may be united with God. For we say in the creed at every liturgy, I await the resurrection of the dead. And the only way we can await it is for us to die, so that he can raise us up in glory, that we may join him in his kingdom and glorify him with the angels and the saints forever.